الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فاذكروني أذكركم، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. When a person in the summer season, it's hot, you don't need an aircon. In winter, when it's cold, then you need a heater. Similarly, our mashayikh say, when we come in the company of our sheikh, we go to the khanqa, then there take part in all the programs, give preference to that. When we are away from there, now we haven't got that heat of the khanqa or the coolness of the aircon. Now to replace that, Allah Ta'ala gave us the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. That we must not miss out. We haven't got the company of the Shaykh, but we got the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, it's a buzurg's wordings are so beautiful. Zakir, zikr, zakir ko mazkur tak poncha deta hai. Zikr, making the zikr, makes the zakir, the one who is making the zikr, the one who is making the zikr, it makes him reach the mazkur, the one he is remembering. So the zikr will take us to Allah Ta'ala. Where we want to reach, zikr will take us there. We want our islah to be done. Ulama have written that there is nothing more greater than the zikr of Allah Ta'ala to purify and cleanse the heart. That just as to take out greed, lalach, hiras, greed from the heart, there is nothing more better than spending money in the path of Allah. The more a person will spend, the more that greed will come out. And as we read in the hadith, a person should spend in the path of Allah at that time when he finds it difficult to spend. He wants to build his empire still. He needs that money still. And he has got love for that money. At that time to spend it is hard. But that is the time the greatest benefit takes place and all this greed and that goes out of the person. Stinginess, greed goes out of a person. Just like that, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala purifies the heart. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that when people complain to Hazrat Shaykh, their Shaykh, that we are so long, but our pride doesn't want to go, sir. Well, our islah is not taking place. Hazrat should reply and say, keep on making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Zikr is the remedy. It's going to eventually remove all your problems. But very sadly for most of us, we are very, very irregular. We are not punctual with our zikr. To do it regularly, and the best way to do that is to fix that slot, that time. This is time, my time for zikr. In this time, I won't answer the phone. At this time, I won't eat anything. I won't do anything. This is my time for my zikr. Just like our time for fajr is fixed, we have to go. At the time of fajr, you can't be busy with something else. So we fix our time for our tilawat of Quran, for our zikr. And at that time, we only engage in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. If we do it regularly, zikr will purify the heart. If we have a glass which is dirty and we have to wash it and we want to put water in there, then we wash it with water and then we put the water inside. So the heart will be cleansed with zikr and then put the zikr, the remembrance of Allah in the heart. The zikr of Allah will cleanse the heart. And then the zikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah will come into the heart. And if we have a glass which is dirty on the outside, we are eating and not even dirty. We were eating and we wanted to drink water. Don't take the glass in the left hand. Take it in the right hand. You are eating curry, whatever your fingers are, with that food on your fingers. Lick your fingers and hold the glass. And the glass will become, some marks will come. But the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is much more greater than what you want to keep your glass clean. and you want to take your left hand and give up the sunnah and drink with your left hand, or just support it with your palm, that is not correct at all. Drink with your, take it in your right hand. And after you have licked your fingers, those few marks will come. They are not dirty marks. You are not eating dirt. You are eating food. It's a food mark. And no problem with the food mark. The food is in the plate. And the marks of the food are going to stay in the plate. The food is in the plate. And you are eating the food. And you are taking it with your fingers. So the food marks will come on your fingers also. You don't have to go and wash your hand every time you took the food before you put it in your mouth, because now my fingers are soiled. No, what's wrong with that? Nothing wrong. It's a food mark. So we take it in the right hand, and then we should eat drink the glass with the right hand. So those marks are on the outside. But today, unfortunately, there's the wrong, complete wrong idea of hygiene and cleanliness, which is not cleanliness and hygiene, that we ourselves don't want to use the glass the second time. We used it, the wife doesn't want to use it. Brother and sister don't want to use one another's glass. Whereas in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, one thal, a big platter, and about 10 people should sit and eat from there. 10 people should eat from one utensil. Today, one person needs 10 utensils. When we sit down to eat, we will see there is a plate and another smaller plate in it. Then there is a spoon also. We don't eat with spoon and fork. But many places, the fork is also placed there. Then there is a bowl. With the bowl is another spoon. Then there is a knife or whatever. You'll see easily you'll count 10 things for one person. And this is not at all the sunnah of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Had one bowl, he should use it for everything. We for juice, if you want to drink, now it has to be another glass. Why has it to be another glass? That one glass is enough. So we take that the marks on the outside, and the inside is clean. But that also we don't want to share it. I don't want to take a drink. If I'm going to drink juice or something else, I want another glass. That should not be the case. So the glass which is dirty, the marks which are not dirt, which is food marks, they are on the outside, but the inside is clean. Okay? So we should drink it in the correct way, not support it with the right hand. Drink with the right hand. The sunnah is the greatest thing of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So in all our matters, stick to the sunnah. And with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, we make it regularly, we fix our time. And also try to learn, zikr is not a sleeping period. For many of us, in the mornings after Fajr, we also have zikr. Students come, mashallah. But we see many of them are sleeping. Or so those who are awake also, half sleepy and half awake. We're making our zikr, la ilaha, that there is no ilah, there is no God, and then we fall asleep. So we just said that there is no Allah, and then we fell asleep. When we wake up again, la ilaha, and we fall asleep again. So we are all the time saying there is no God. Illallah, there is no other God but Allah. That we don't say. So our zikr, we should say it consciously. We should say it in our wakefulness. So zikr is a very great ibadat. Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat, that the ayat before this is, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ, as we have sent our Rasul to you. And as we have sent the Rasul, فَذْكُرُونِي, so make my zikr. In other words, appreciate this great namat of Allah's Rasul that has come to you. He has come with the Quran Sharif to you. He has come with the words of hikmat, wisdom, the hadith, Mubarakah. He has brought all that. He has brought your guidance to you. So in shukr to Allah, remember me. Make my shukr that I send my Rasul to you, my most beloved. I send him to you. And through what difficulties Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went to receive the Quran, to preserve the Quran Sharif, to propagate the Quran Sharif, to guide us. What challenges Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam faced? We take the night of Badr, we take the night of so many other Hunayn, Khandaq. What times Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is to go through? So we should, as a ummati, we should make shukr to Allah for all this damage. So in that shukr, remember me. I did this all for you. I send my most beloved Nabi, who is most dear to me, I send him to you. I send my Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif, fi lawhin mahfuz, it is kept secured by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The qualities of the Quran Sharif, ulama have written and spoken so much about it, but definitely nobody can fulfill one bit of the rights of the Quran. All this I gave you. So in return, fadhkuruni, you remember me, you make my shukr. And fadhkuruni, what a great thing after that, azkurkum, you make my shukr, I will remember you. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that it is impossible for Allah Ta'ala to forget any of His creation. Allah remembers them all. What this means? When we remember Allah Ta'ala with our appreciation in the obedience of Allah, when we remember Allah, Allah remembers us in a like manner. Jaza'u wifaqa. As you did, Allah also knows. We remembered Allah with His obedience, thanking Him, appreciating His favor, so Allah sends more of His favors upon us. And when a person is engaged in disobedience, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala guides him, Allah protects him. Allah Ta'ala, if the need comes, then Allah has to punish that person. So he is not forgotten by Allah Ta'ala. So we remember Allah in the right way. Allah will remember us with His great, great favors. And also, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, what greater thing can there be that I know who I am, each one of us, and Allah is remembering me. If your beloved remembers you, if somebody just speaks good about you, any person, somebody was talking good about you, you feel so nice about it. Allah is remembered and Allah is praising you. Allah is honoring you. It's just a matter of us remembering Allah Ta'ala. All the time we be in the dhikr, do what we have to be doing. And now when we are actually remembering Allah Ta'ala, Allah is remembering us. And it comes in the hadith, you remember me in your heart, I remember you in my heart. Allah is remembered. You remember me in a gathering, I remember you in a gathering which is more superior, the gathering of the malaika. So be 100% sure, when we are in the obedience of Allah, when we are making the zikr of Allah, Allah is not only remembering us, He is in fact boasting about us. Allah is boasting about me, I know what I am. But the zikr of Allah is that great noble act on account of which Allah is boasting up about me, and in front of who? Not some ordinary people, some who are nothing, who are rubbishes or something. By Malakul A'la, not the ordinary malaika also, the great, great malaika. And at this moment, as we are sitting here, be sure Allah is remembering us. We are remembering Him, He is remembering us. We are talking about Him, of us. Each one of us got napaki, dirt in us. Our blood is impure. Our bowels are filled with dirt. If you have to check up now, there is something in our bowels. In our, inside is all dirt. From every hole of the body, only dirt comes out. The mouth, the nose, the ears, the eyes, everywhere dirt comes. We are full of, but the zikr of Allah makes us to be remembered by Allah. So we should appreciate it and make zikr. Therefore, we should try, and when we sit to make zikr, read the ayat, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. And not just as a formality, but that at this moment now, I'm going to be specific in the zikr of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala is remembering me now. That the few moments I'm giving, that and Allah is remembering me. How valuable won't those 5, 10, 20 minutes what we make the zikr of Allah, half an hour, a person will do it with much more feeling, concentration and enjoyment. Then he won't want to come out. As soon as Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah used to say, when Gush takes place, the adab of Gush is one person is appointed to stay in the masjid and make zikr and make dua for the Jamaat, the success, etc. He says, if you people get the taste of the zikr, nobody will want to go for Gush. Usually now it is that all like to go, they don't like to stay back in the masjid. And it's hard to stay in the masjid, you're just sitting. But he says, nobody will want to go for Gush if you get the taste of zikr. So this, what enjoyment Allah has put in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the sweetest. Kaisa Allah, kaisa pyara naam. Allah's name is the most beloved, is the most sweetest. And to take the name of Allah, unfortunately we are not getting the sweetness, but a person won't be able to stay, no matter what he's doing, without making zikr. That sweetness that he will get, the love that he will get in the name of Allah. So Allah, so we remember Allah, Allah is remembering us. Allah is taking our name and boasting about us. Where are we ever fit for this? But it is happening at this moment, wherever, whoever is in the obedience of Allah. And zikr, it is. Every obedience is a zikr. You're making namaz, you're in zikr. You're making tilawat, you're in zikr. You're earning your halal rosy, consciously, my halal rosy, you're in zikr. But zikr itself, this is what is known, what we know as zikr. That a person takes out time, repeats the name of Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, both things are required. So Allah Ta'ala, he said, Uzkurullah, remember Allah. So the remembrance of Allah. And Wazkurisma Rabbu. Repeat. Dhikr means to repeat the name of your Allah. So to remember Allah also, and the name of Allah, the greatest name. Allah has got many names. Not only 99, many names. But the greatest name is Allah. And in Allah, all the other names of Allah comes into that name. This is the greatest name of Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, as we see here, the name of Allah is written. And according to Arabic calligraphy writing, you can write Allah's name in different ways. Like we have English, the Roman alphabet, and you can write them so many different ways there are. There are whole books printed on all, and now on the internet you can say how many different. But the name of Allah is not permitted to be written according to calligraphy in any other way but as it is written here. It is Allah. And Allah is from Ilah. And then the specific Allah, Allah, Al came in front. That Hamza fell away and then it became Allah. There is no other God, whatever anyone thinks of as a God, the sun, the moon, idols, the dead people, whoever, there is no one, there is only one Ilah, Allah, Allah, Al-Ilah, is the one Allah only. Now this name is specific for He who was since ever, who is and who will be forever, who has got full control of everything, this is His name. Now if you see His name, Allah written, first is the Alif. And that Alif is like the flag pole. When all governments, when they have, sometimes the flags are at full mast. So that pole is there. And that right on top, that little bit, that is the flag. So this is the pole of the showing the greatness. And Allah's flag is always full mast. And it is highest in the whole world. In all the heavens and the earth, the whole universe. And then the two lamps, which is in the form, if you see, it is in the form of a crown, the crown of a king. So that Allah is with that crown. He is that great king, and whose kingdom and whose authority and whose power is over everything. So he's that crown of Allah Ta'ala. On top of that, you see another small crown, the Tashdeed. So Allah has got a double crown. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Allah is the King of Kings. Allah's sovereignty is over everything. Allah is above everything. And then you see the who at the end. And that is, even if you take out Allah, like the one zikr of other mashayikh is Allahu, the who, it comes only Allah. Everything is nothing but Allah. Is Allah so great? Then we see that kara zabar on top there, which is an exclamation mark. Yes, there is no one but Allah. Allah is the only one. And fortunate is that person, and keep on making the sweetness of Allah, you'll feel it on your tongue. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhim says, we have seen those mashayikh of ours, that other people are making dhikr, and you'll actually, water comes in the mouth. We talk, we think about food, water comes in our mouth. When the people, when they are making dhikr, mashallah, once we were in Guhadanga in Bangladesh, there was a annual jalsa of the madrasa, about 50,000 people roughly they estimated, and in an open field. And after Maghrib, about half an hour first, they made dhikr. And not in a shouting way, not completely silent, just with a little murmur, a little whisper. And 50,000 people's whisper, and making the name of Allah, so sweet it was. Very, very sweet. Yeah, also, when we make dhikr, and make the dhikr, but sometimes few seconds, just listen to everyone's dhikr. And you'll feel the sweetness of that dhikr. And really, anywhere where sometimes we are in that area where there is somebody making dhikr, you might be lying in bed, somebody, you can feel the sweetness of it. The dhikr of Allah is sweet, is lovable, is enjoyable, is desirous. A person wants to do it. So Allah Ta'ala says that you make my dhikr, I fazkuruni azkurkum. Washkuruli, and be thankful to me, and do not wala takfurun, don't be disthankful. In being disthankful, yeah, the mufassirin have written, don't deny the nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That other people, Allah save us, we will inshallah Allah protect us. But also don't give up the sunnah for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the animals of the West, who have got, they are in the jungles and in the zoos of the West. Animals who are in the jungle and zoo, and we want to follow their way, and we don't follow the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Don't do that. That is also nashukri. At all times in our private life, public life, morning to night, try and bring this full sunnah. That is the appreciation. So we should remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In another ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The zikr of Allah is the greatest ibadat. The zikr of Allah is the greatest. Somebody asked Hazrat Salman Farisi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that what is the greatest amal in Islam? There are so many amals, namaz, roza, zakat. So he said, didn't you read the Quran Sharif? Quran Sharif says categorically, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The zikr of Allah is the greatest. And the greatest manifestation of the dhikr, not only in the words our dhikr, but in our actions also, is namaz. Namaz is the greatest. It is the dhikr of Allah from the beginning to the end. Our actions also, only a pity that our thoughts are not there. If it couples with our thoughts also, we will realize for ourselves. Nobody has to tell us. We won't be able to leave namaz then. We will be just attached to namaz. This is the greatest thing, the most sweetest, the most lovable thing. So namaz, so the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and namaz from Allahu Akbar. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, bis'a'udhu, bismillah, alhamdulillah. Ayats of the Quran, Allahu Akbar, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Sami' Allahu liman, is only zikr, right through. And if you get the taste of it, that namaz will become so sweet. Allah, Allah, kaisa piyara naam hai. What a beloved name, what a sweet name. Sheer or shakkar misha wa janam tamam. Like honey mixed with milk, whether it's a hot day and you made a milkshake, And now you make the tree, how you enjoy that. Whether it's a cold day and you make your Milo, your Ovaltine or something, nice hot drink, and you put the honey and sweet, or you sip it with that relish, that is nothing compared in the name of Allah coming on the tongue. All that enjoyment that Allah, poet says, that, oh Allah Ta'ala, make your zikr so sweet to me that every hair of my body becomes a river of honey. That I feel that every hair of my body is a river of honey. And honey is coming out. The name of Allah Ta'ala is so sweet. So, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Ala is a word, according to Arabic grammar, of drawing attention. If we say that, give me your ears, listen attentively, listen to what I got to say. Attention please, like that. Allah, open your ears, listen properly what I've got to say. Bi zikrillah, with the zikr of Allah. And Mufassirin have written here that bi is in the meaning of fi, in the zikr of Allah. Not that we are in, not we are making the zikr, we are absorbed in the zikr. Then you'll find that. Like a fish, when it is out of water, it's death for that fish. It sees its mort, death. If it's half out of water, also it's not. When it's fully in water, and when a fish senses trouble, then it goes into deep waters immediately. Like that, a person who is a zakir, we should be finding that solace in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever time it might, if you are at a time, you are it looks like an accident is going to be taking place, but you are so connected with Allah that instead, more than you are worried of pressing your brakes and turning your steering, more your thoughts go to Allah Ta'ala. If you have reached that, at that time you will see how your zikr will take you from a thing which was impossible to get saved from. Your zikr will save you. When you are getting home and your wife is in a real terrible mood and you know it's trouble here now, if you have that connection with Allah, you will see her whole mood will change to the opposite. And where she was going to now really lather you, and she was going to let you have it as she wanted to, she will now come and hug you and kiss you. Allah will change it from zikr of Allah. That is, so be in the zikr. Allah, be fi zikrillah. That is tatma'innul qulub. Now hearts will find solace. Hearts will find peace in the remembrance of Allah. And just like really a mu'min, the minute he sees a masjid, his heart lifts up. It's a different thing. Masjid, the house of my beloved. Like a young man when he gets married, the house of my in-laws, where his wife comes from. And he, that means so much to him. This is in the house of my Allah. And when he comes into the masjid, his first step in the masjid, and then what to say of Haram Sharif and Masjid and Nabawi. Our masjids, we build with our hands, and we build it our way. But your first step in the masjid, if our hearts are clean, and they will be cleaned by the zikr of Allah. And to put the zikr of Allah into the heart. And then we come into the masjid, we will find that sweetness. We will see musalli, our hearts will get happy. We see somebody making tilawat, or dua, our heart. Somebody is in ruku, somebody is in sajda. And you can imagine that scene when Haram Makkah Sharif was conquered. And in the Haram of Makkah, where all were busy that night. Whole night all are busy in du'as, in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Hinda, the wife of Abu Sufyan, at that time still she was not a Muslim, and she was sure that they have conquered Makkah, and all conquerors go and do the worst things, plunder, murder, kill, rape, all those things that she was expecting. So she came out fearfully, hiding very, very carefully. But when she saw the masjid, the Haram Sharif, the Masaf, the Haram is awake, blazing away. And she sees somebody in ruku, somebody in sajda, somebody crying, somebody making shukr. She had to admit, these are not people of this worldly people. These are heavenly people. These are from Malakutus Samawati, the very angelic, great people. This is what dhikr will make a person. So we should be engaged in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. On one occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, should I not show you an action which is most noble, most lovable, most rewarding by Allah? Putting it in our own words, more or less the mafhum of the hadith. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who were very eager, thirsty, please do tell us the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Immediately Sahaba asked, not even jihad in the path of Allah? There is that riwayat also, that at the times of Qurbani, the most greatest action Allah Ta'ala loves is Qurbani. Then the Sahaba there also asked, not even jihad in the path of Allah? Yeah, also for this, on this occasion they asked, because it was ingrained in them, the jihad, striving for deen, and to make deen alive in the world, this is the greatest amal. So immediately they asked, not even jihad in the path of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, not even jihad. Not even that person who goes out with all his enthusiasm for Islam and spreading Islam, and is a real brave person, and is going out with his wonderful sword, and he fights so valiantly that his sword also breaks in two, and his whole body is dyed, is covered with blood. So much he fought, and they attacked him where and where on his body, that his whole body is covered with blood. Even more than that is the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, more valuable. Just imagine, we know jihad is not an easy thing on our nafs. We find it hard. We will try and make every excuse not to go for jihad. It is making our wives widows, our children orphans. It is that we go and we are facing, you don't know, bombs will be falling on you in today's war and jihad. From where people will be shooting you, and from what distances and what accuracy, where they want to shoot you particularly. Whether they want to shoot you somewhere in your hip and paralyze you for life, where they will shoot you directly in your eyes, all those things you are facing. Compared to that, you are sitting making the zikr of Allah with the air con on. You are sitting on your soft bed, whatever way, and you get this great reward. So the zikr of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that more greater, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi explains this, that all the efforts of deen, whether it is jihad, whether it is tabligh, whether it is Darul Ulooms, whether it is Khanqa, all the efforts for deen is to bring deen alive. So the object is deen, and the object of deen, the final, is the remembrance. Allah wants to be remembered all the time. So this is the greatest thing, the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So all this, example Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi gives, if a person is just making wudu, is not making namaz, something wrong with that person. He's just repeating wudu after wudu. A person giving azan, just repeating azan after azan, is not making namaz, something is wrong. So all the efforts we are doing, but deen is not coming alive, or we're not practicing on the deen, then if there is something wrong with that person. We are acquiring knowledge, we are going more and more, this takhassus and that takhassus, all that, but we are not making amal. All the time the effort we are doing, we are just going in jamaat, for example, but deen is not coming in my life. I'm still the same, I'm making the effort, but deen is not coming. The object is deen must come alive. That is the great object. On one occasion, Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked by a sahabi, which jihad is the most honorable, the most rewarding, the most beloved by Allah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that jihad in which the zikr of Allah is made the most. Then the sahabi asked more in detail, which hajj is the most rewarding, in which the most zikr of Allah Ta'ala is, which roza, fast is the most rewarding, in which the most zikr, a few of the amal he asked, and everywhere Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, in which the zikr of Allah, Allah is remembered the most. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, Aba Hafs, the title of Hazrat Abu Bakr, looks like the Zakirin have taken all the good, are gone with all the good. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Ajab. Yes, that is the case. The zikr of Allah. But unfortunately also, as the common, it works in our lives, what is most important, we are most unmindful of. Like for example, we might think of some other favors of Allah upon us, or everything, how many, whatever we are owning, our houses, whatever family, or in deen's way, well, we got Iman, we got Islam, but at the moment also as we are sitting, all the favors of Allah, that Allah has blessed us with Iman and Islam. What great favors of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, we don't think of it, but this oxygen. And the most people who need water are Muslims. We need for istinja water. We have to make at least 5 times a day or so wudu. We need water. When we become napak, we are in need of a bath. We need a proper bath, that not one hair of the body must remain wet, not just a wash up or something, not just a clean up, but a proper bath. We need water all the time. But much more than water also, we got tayammum in its place. Allah has given us. But more than that, we cannot stay without oxygen. Water we are charged still by the municipalities. But oxygen, Allah is the most that we need. We can't stay without oxygen. We need it all the time. And we are most unmindful of oxygen. All the time. When we are sleeping, we need oxygen. When we are awake, we need oxygen. And now with this virus, with corona, those people who were not getting their oxygen, lungs were not functioning, we could see what was the condition of those people. Grasping for breath. Once very long ago, long before this, one old man, very pious person, rich man, had a house on the beachfront in Durban, one of the towns out of Durban, and he was sitting with his oxygen tank and grasping for oxygen all the time. So oxygen, how much we need, but we are unmindful of it. We perhaps make any time shukr to Allah for the oxygen. And the mixture of the oxygen which is ideal for us, hey, Allah didn't leave it to some scientist to mix it and give it to us. It's there, ready-made for us. And for every person. And then we need that oxygen is not also only enough. If our lungs are not functioning, they can't take the oxygen. Our breathing, we got a problem. And then again, to take out the carbon dioxide again. And then also the unseen chimneys, Allah. Lam tarauha. You don't see those chimneys of Allah Ta'ala, where the carbon dioxide is coming out from the mouth and they are just evaporating. Allah takes them away. Like our toilets have that one pipe where all this smell and the gas, it goes out. Yeah, Allah has put what we can't see. Oxygen goes away. So the carbon dioxide. So what a system Allah Ta'ala. So the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the greatest thing in our lives. We should not be unmindful of our zikr. As we leave here, we will be leaving the environment of the khanqa, where we were having sehri together, iftari, where we are making namaz with jamaat here. Many of us in our masjids now, there may be 10 people, 20 people. Some masjids more, some masjids less. Now that warmth of the zikr which is taking place here all the time, and the fikr that is here all the time. Why is this? Why we have made this arrangement? All can come here for our islah, for our ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. Just that concern alone is such a great thing here in this gathering, which we won't just have. When we go to our masjid for namaz, it's not a concern for islah. It's not a concern for connection with Allah to develop. We're going there to make our faraid, which is a very noble thing also. But yeah, with all that, this great noble, yeah, so many ulama who are sitting here, so many pious people here, so many people with so much of concern, and everyone that has come with this concern of my islah and my connection with Allah, that makes this so wonderful. Now we won't be having it. When we leave here, then we won't be having this. So in order to make up for it reasonably, somewhat, is to keep our zikr up. If we make that, our islah will take place, our connection with Allah Ta'ala. What we have gained here, now make it a point that every day, my 15-20 minutes of dhikr before Fajr, after Fajr, better if we can arrange and we get a few friends and we do it in the masjid collectively. And also try and do collective dhikr also and individual dhikr also. Some of our dhikr together, that in anwarat and enjoyment is different. And alone our dhikr, that is again completely different. And in the dhikr also, where we have our ash'ar, try and learn the ash'ar also. And see the enjoyment which are in there. And with learning the ash'ar, say the ash'ar also, think of the meaning and then go into the dhikr of Allah. And what we said, that dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, my heart must become like one open field. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu, only you be there. Now when we are making la ilaha illallah, think that la ilaha, I mean that open field, and in that open field is only Allah, nothing and no one else. Nara mastana khushmi aayidam, the nara, the slogan, the what are the words to call out when you shout, that slogan that you under, which makes you go into a trance. What is that? Nara mastana khushmi aayidam. It makes me, and it makes just give joy. That slogan, anthems, and that you have a certain thing which you just call out loudly. And now that, what is that? Allah, Allah. Now feel that sweetness. I'm taking the name, the most sweetest name, the most enjoyable name, the name of Allah Ta'ala. So we make our dhikr. Also add to that, if we feel it and we get, feel that we will get benefit for that, that Allahu amma yushrikun. Allah khayrun amma yushrikun. All these other gods they are calling upon, are they better or is Allah better? Then la ilaha illallah. For me Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah khayrun amma yushrikun. That are all these other gods better or one Allah? And then we sort of giving the answer, for me la ilaha illallah. And then also ilahumma Allah, is there any other god with Allah? La ilaha illallah. No, there's only one Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. What a sweet name, which takes out all desire of name and fame. A person has got that in him, they are doing a lot of things for name and fame. So think, say it in English. Allah, Allah, what a sweet name. It takes out or it kills all desire for name and fame. Allah, 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 that disease. And whatever particular disease I find in myself, I'm lazy on my namaz, I've got anger in me, then with la ilaha, that we are taking it out of us now and throwing it away on this side. Illallah, now we're putting the positive, only Allah Ta'ala, only Allah's thoughts into the heart. When we are making our dhikr, it should be like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu should make dhikr. And for reference, check Hayatul Sahaba page 15. They should make the dhikr first part. That like the trees on a windy day, how they sway. So like that from your waist, not only your head, don't turn your head, la ilaha illallah, but from your waist, sitting towards Qibla position, preferably cross-legged, with your hands on your knees, whichever way you feel comfortable, but in this way. And then with la ilaha, from your waist, you sway a little bit, not right down, just a little bit you sway. Like you see the trees, how they sway with the wind, like that, la ilaha. Now take off all the negative things from the heart. Everything from the heart. All negative things, and throw it. Illallah. And put only Allah in now. A vacuum, you are cleaning your carpet. You have a good strong vacuum. It picks up all the dirt. What you can't see also, it picks it up. Yeah, you are vacuuming, not with a Dunlop vacuum, or not a Electrolux, or not whatever other company and say name, with the vacuum of La ilaha illallah. This vacuum will vacuum all the dirt from the heart. So if we are concerned, we came for our Islah. And our Islah is not, you took your car for service. And now it is service. Now it doesn't mean you can now, you don't have to service it anymore. Still, every day you'll have to check also. You'll have to check your water, your tire pressure. You'll have to check things also. So the zikr of Allah, we also need it. We came up for a treatment, and how much we applied and our treatment got done. It's not now we leave it now. Now it's done, it's for good. Now we'll maintain it. Then it's going to last. You have a show house. Your house, you may prepare it. All the people come and see the best house in the town. You got a garden that won awards in the neighborhood. Nobody's garden is like this. You won prizes for it. But you don't maintain it one day. Already the grass is going to be overgrown. The weeds are going to come. You continuously you have to maintain. So our zikr also regularly. If we do the zikr of Allah, then inshallah we will find great, great success. And we will move forward. What we have acquired, we will be able to maintain also. If we don't carry on with our zikr, what we have acquired also, we lose it out. And the challenge will be the first day of Eid already. That day already we'll forget completely, have to make zikr also. And from there it just carries on. And before we realize 2-3 months, oh, what happened to my zikr? I'm not making zikr. And then we realize, no, maintain it. If some occasion like Eid's day or some other occasion, make it less, but don't miss it out. If you can't make the full amount at any time, we can't maintain the full amount, but don't ever leave it out completely. Maintain it. Our tilawat, we got our set pattern. We can't maintain the set pattern for a valid reason, but don't leave it out completely. Do a little bit. So Allah give us tawfiq. If we will carry on with our zikr, and zikr also has to be learned. Namaz has to be learned. Attention and involvement with Allah has to be learned. And it's an ongoing process. And a person who will do this and is counted as a student till maut, he will get his graduation in the qabr. At the time of maut, his graduation will take place. And then he will see what Allah will give him. But if the student is not coming to classes, is not attending, then what's going to happen? Allah give us all tawfiq to realize the great importance, necessity, enjoyment, pleasure of zikr, and to engage us in zikr all the time. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.